South Coast. Oh, okay, Fall River. Good morning. What I mean, is it possible that a Flex Friday can rival a road show? I am.
Location-wise, yes.
We are blessed.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we're on Key West.
It does seem like the Key West of the North, yes.
Key West of our Fall River?
We are at the Tipsy Seagull with a whole bunch of incredible people here on the South Coast. Good morning. Thank you for being here. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you flex.
Unbelievable.
Flex the whole day and the whole weekend. And what a beautiful spot. Curtis has never been here, shocker. And
I think I'm the first person from Dover ever in Fall River.
That's possible.
Yeah,
we drove down here together. Curtis has never seen Battleship Cove.
We drove
right by.
It's pretty cool.
Wiggy, what do you think?
I mean, I've been here a few times, not a lot, just a couple times in and out. So I didn't realize it was like set up like this with the whole, you know, like marina and stuff like this. So it was really cool.
Well, I'm assuming that the boat that you will get on later, Outer Limits, is on its way here. And there's some beautiful boats behind us. Hopefully you're watching the show already on Twitch. But today would be a day where you can check everything out on Twitch or on YouTube. And it is looks like it's going to be, Curtis, weather-wise, a beautiful day.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And, Wiggy, good news for you. Looks like no moderate chop out there.
That's good. That's good to hear because there's a few of these cigarette boats over here that are pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's you're prepared.
I am.
It's yeah, you're
Courtney real, and I. Let's get it right.
You keep saying Courtney.
Well, yeah.
She will go with you.
Yeah. Well,
Courtney is going to go with you.
Yeah.
It's videotaping
you,
everything.
You amazingly have zero anxiety about getting on a boat, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, no, I like boats, and I like when boats go fast. So I'm all about this, and I'm there really to just capture Wiggy's moments. So Eamon and I had a pre-show meeting.
Ooh.
We are going to talk to Mitch during the break.
Did you run that by the International Radio Producer of the Year, Chris Chaim?
I have not yet.
Okay.
Chaim,
did you approve that meeting between Courtney and our Vice President, former Vice President of Twitch Services, Eamon Corner?
Yeah, I sure did. Greg, stamp of approval over here.
Good.
Fun fact about Eamon and boats, he was on the Titanic.
He was with Rose.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll have at 9 o'clock.
The hope
is that you will have live coverage.
Now,
video coverage.
It's your show. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page because I'm hoping that I can go live from the boat for the Twitchers because I love the Twitchers.
Yes.
But I also want to make sure that I have a backup in case we lose the feed because then I want to make sure that we'll be able to post it on social media.
Well, yesterday, Eamon said to me, I have a friend who has a drone if you'd like me to bring my drone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you bring the drone? Yeah, the drone is coming.
Wow,
okay,
that's
at
cool.
7:30, the drone is coming. So
stepping up here on the Greg Hill Show, drones and everything.
Yeah. Was it being used in Butler, Pennsylvania before?
I have no idea if that's who Eamon's friend
is. So funny.
Chaim, how long until you start bloviating about the day that Drake May had yesterday?
Nope, no bloviation over here. Just kind of hanging out. I don't want to overreact, just like I told people not to overreact after 2 days. That's all. Trying to be consistent, Greg.
All right.
You know what yesterday opened the door for, though? A merit-based opportunity with the ones. Let's say Jerod Mayo was waiting for a day that he could feel like was foundational in terms of growth and development by Drake May.
Yeah.
And he was asked about it yesterday, Jerod Mayo was, about playing with the ones. This would be an opportunity, I think, to get that ball rolling. I thought Matt Ryan was awesome yesterday.
Oh, spot on.
And he was talking about, obviously, few people know more about being the third pick in the draft and having a successful NFL career and starting week one. I just think this is a chance now for Jerod Mayo to be like, all right, he's earned it. He's had an opportunity. Let's get him some more opportunities.
I suppose that could be Jerod Mayo's intent the entire time, which is to make him earn it. And so, you know, in the back of his mind, maybe he was the week one starter and he's not going to say it and he's going to make him earn it somehow. So
I don't really like subscribe to that.
I know. You don't want anything to be.
No. He's the third overall pick.
Yeah.
Right. Jacoby Brissett is a backup. It's not about him coming in with an attitude where it's like, oh, he's got to earn this. It's him coming in with the confidence from the coaches to say, hey, we are giving you the keys to the car because our expectation is you are the franchise quarterback and you could drive this car for a long time. Look at the game last night, Chicago. I don't know. Sham, how many preseason games does Chicago play? Four or three?
I believe they play three.
And Caleb Williams wasn't even playing. So in Chicago, they're saying, you are the starter and you're the key to this franchise. Here, it's not about earning it. It's about giving the kid the confidence to say, okay, I'm coming in with the expectations like, this is my team, and I'm going to help this team, and I'm getting all the live reps like Matt Ryan said yesterday, and how much better that makes him.
Well, I don't think he played last night because he had to go neaten the locker room up. I don't know.
It's not his job.
I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't see that. I was just.
Oh,
he cleans up the locker room?
Well, he basically had a bit of a meltdown and demanded that everybody keep the locker room cleaner.
I like that, though. I was one of those guys when I played.
Caleb Williams did.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
And then some response was like, that's not my job. Players were saying, that's not our job.
No, that is your job.
Oh, I know.
If a rookie walked into your locker room and started telling you to be more orderly, you would lose your ever-loving mind.
Can you imagine what
he's
his
saying,
reaction
clean
would
be? The locker room. Could you
imagine if Mac Jones said that, what Wiggy's reaction would have been?
I used to despise players whose lockers were all junky. They smelled. They stank.
Okay, it's their locker.
No. It's a community locker. We're all like kind of living here together. So it's
not
like
a rookie's job to do that.
Well, I mean, where are the veterans? Just because he's a rookie.
Do you want Jackson coming in and telling you how to keep your office space?
I don't know if you know this. I coached high school ball, quick time.
Yes, 1 year.
1 year.
One season.
Very productive for me personally.
Yes.
I said,
not for the offense.
Well, you know, it was growing pains.
Bad refs.
Growing pains. But I said, whether you're a freshman or a senior, you could still be a leader and you could still be vocal. Like, I never really subscribed to, just because you're a rookie, you can't come in and say, be a leader and be vocal.
I'm a rookie. I came in and said you guys should be keeping this office more clean after I went through and deep cleaned it.
Yes, yeah. This is a radio station, not an NFL franchise.
Yeah, this is a guy that enters.
And you guys didn't listen to me, so.
Right, and that's nasty.
We heard you.
Yeah.
We may not have responded.
This is an NFL locker room where a guy that was entering the NFL, the only question mark with Caleb Williams was his off-field emotions. Would you say that is an accurate statement?
Yes.
And so his first news with the Bears is that the locker room is too unkempt for his well-being?
Yes.
I like it.
Wiggy, you are so fraudulent.
I am not. It don't matter who it is.
It's a shared space. They should be keeping it clean.
Yes. I agree, but there's a certain messenger that should be giving that.
Why can't he be that messenger?
Because I don't believe he's earned the right to talk about an NFL locker room in that way.
It's not like he's telling. It's not like he's going up to a quarterback who's been in the league 10 years and says, "Hey, you know, you might want to do this with your footwork and everything else." I don't subscribe to just because you're a rookie, you can't say, hey, guys, let's kind of keep the locker room clean.
But
he's the leader.
It's a locker room. Who cares how dirty it is?
I think a lot of people care how their neighbors live. I don't want to sit next to you in the locker room because I know you're a junkie.
I'm junkie. Wow. Yeah, I'm a little bit junkie. It is kind of my thing. All right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to talk about on this morning's show. It's a Flex Friday at the Tipsy Seagull. And I'm South Coast has blown me away already. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you so much for. There's even some people up in the owl's nest up top up there. Look,
that's the VIP section.
Is that
the
VIP?
Nice spot. Yeah,
yeah.
That's nice.
And why is Ken there?
What a great place this is. We're here this morning, and then tomorrow, these guys host an annual poker run with all of these beautiful boats. They go all over the coast and go and collect cards and come back with the best poker hand. They raise almost $100,000 for charity by doing it. And this year, the Greg Hill Foundation is a beneficiary.
Can you explain to me, because I don't know if I'm the only one, what is a poker run?
Yeah, I don't know what a poker run is.
How does that work?
I know how to play cards.
They do it with motorcycles, and they do it with boats. And you go to different harbors, and you go to a specific spot at the harbor, and they have decks of cards there, and you collect a card at each at each place.
Oh.
Come back with your record. He's like,
very cool.
That sounds fun.
It does.
And then you collect. Do you post it on social?
Probably.
I love a one-eyed Jack.
And then you come back, and whoever has the best hand wins fabulous prizes.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
But it's not a race, so it's not when you get here. It's the hand you have.
It's the hand that you hold, Curtis.
Got it.
As it often is in life.
I love holding your hand.
And so Wiggy will experience the first time, Outer Limits SV43, arguably the fastest boat, one of the fastest boats in the world, at 9 o'clock on this morning show.
Right.
And it doesn't seem like there's any trepidation. You seem like you're ready to go. Did you take any Dramamine or anything?
No, but I did get a little kind of woozy when this thing was rocking a little bit. But
yeah.
I'm interested to see what the boat looks like. I'm imagining it looks like one of these here.
It's like one of those, almost exactly like one of those. But more deadly.
Right.
Did Ken print the waiver where you sign away the fact that you may lose your life? Because that's usually the next thing.
I've already asked for hazard pay.
There you go.
I knew it was bad when Ken said this morning, are you really going on as well? So it was like, oh, I'm not going to lose one. I might lose two. So
it's an open thing that we're not inside. So I'm kind of.
No, you're going to be inside.
Inside, okay.
We'll see when the boat gets
all
here.
Right.
This is a nice shirt.
Yes, Chris in the truck brought this here.
Chris in the truck. You're always bringing the best little gifts.
Look at this. In this economy. Look at that.
Wow.
For you,
that's
Courtney.
My new sleep shirt.
Look at that. That's fantastic.
Every morning, Santa will wake up to read, In This Economy?
In This Economy.
In This Economy.
All right. We are going to get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes at 6:25. I have another pair of Metallica tickets to give away this morning, Shime, for this evening's show. Should we do a pair of those early? Because the early listeners say they don't feel as loved when it comes to the giveaways.
You know, Greg, I think that's an excellent idea.
I am told.
Just make sure you get your read in.
Right. When do we want to do the read?
So sometime before 7, I have a pair of Metallica tickets to give away. You want to do it the same way yesterday? You want to do a rejoin at ninth caller? Or what? I'm afraid to even suggest
Greg,
anything,
you've been in this business so long. You make the call.
Okay.
What was it like to be on the radio when Metallica launched their first album?
Forever, they, believe it or not, the first thing that they did, the song One, was limited to nighttime play only. And I can't believe I'm saying this.
I'm sorry I asked.
This is how old I am. They would not let you say the name of the band because the name Metallica sounded too scary and metal-y to people.
People were afraid of metal? And you say that this generation's weak?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Metallica was such a completely different, like, scary band to people in classic rock radio that they didn't want you to say the name of the band after you played the song.
That seems so stupid.
Yeah, it was. A lot of things in radio are stupid, Curtis.
We talked about several on the way down.
They said it. We'll get to They Said It at 7. We will definitely discuss what Patriots head coach Jerod Mayo said yesterday about fences being mended with Matthew Judon. Are we doing guest leads? I think we are.
I'd love to. Do we have the apparatus?
I hope that you brought a guest lead with you this morning. We will do guest leads at about 7:20 on today's show. And then the news with Courtney coming up at about 7:45 or so. And we will induct a Louisiana woman into the Pervert Mayor Association for the for the way that she was trying to secure future votes, I guess would be the way to say that. So all of that coming up on this morning show in Fall River from the Tipsy Seagull, a Flex Friday. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. Matt Judon participated in practice yesterday after a great meeting between he and Jerod Mayo. We'll hear what they had to say about that meeting during They Said It. And we heard from Devon Godchow yesterday after his contract extension was announced. Here's a bit of that.
Yeah, you know, my wife made me realize something. Every time you're not going to get what you want, but just always be grateful for it. So I'm grateful for her words. I'm grateful for my agent working it out with the Patriots, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh. I'm glad we got something done. You know, every time you're not going to get what you want, but just be grateful for what you have. I mean, it's just, you know, just basically guaranteed money. You know, I'm as we know, the position I play is very brutal, double teams all the time, you know, always getting hit. So, I mean, just wanted some guaranteed money. I'm glad we got it figured out and moving forward in the right direction.
I mean, no disrespect, But I assume there's some married guys here. Are there married guys here? Yes, I see them. Okay, I see hands up. What wife didn't get what she wanted and was still grateful? Can anybody name... Oh, you're one? Oh, okay. All right. We have one here.
There you go.
Okay. All right. But that's nice that he got his deal done, Wiggy. Yep. That's good.
Yes. A little bit of guaranteed money.
Yep.
You get some guaranteed money. Good. A lot of it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Wiggy brought it up, but the Bears beat the Texans in a shortened Hall of Fame game last night due to weather. Some rule changes went into effect. Did you enjoy what you saw?
You know what? I was kind of in and out of the game, so I saw a little bit of it. And for whatever reason, my boy was texting me about the
kickoff rule. The kickoff,
I didn't see it, but I knew it from the.
It looks weird.
I know it from the XFL, and he asked, "What if they want to do a surprise on kick?" Or
you can't do a surprise on kick anymore.
And if you want to
only do them in the
fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's the other
thing. Can you only do them if you're? I believe you can only do them if you're behind as well.
And you have to let the other team know. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because he was asking, well, what happens if you want to do
it? I am feeling seasick.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm okay. Don't worry. But
if
I would
you
say,
yak on camera, it will be...
Yeah. Some people will be very happy. I would say
This is honestly, it's like the Seine. You can drink this water down here.
I love it. Thank you, Mr. Macron.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I would say this. The NFL is so pathetic in its hypocrisy. They're saying they care about people's health with the kickoff, but they play Thursday night 2 days after guys get knocked in the head to get an extra $1 billion.
The Red Sox are in Texas tonight to take on the Rangers. 8:05 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Simone Biles made history winning her second individual all-around gold 8 years after her first. Suni Lee won a bronze in the individual all-around for USA. And Katie Ledecky wins her 13th medal. She becomes the most decorated female swimmer ever with her relay silver. The medal count this morning, the U.S. still leads overall medals with 38, while China leads gold with 11, but the U.S. closing in on gold with 9. The U.S. women's soccer team will play in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 9 a.m. against Japan, while the men are playing this morning at 9 a.m. in their own quarterfinals against Morocco. Men's basketball will take the court against Puerto Rico tomorrow at 11:15. Will be interesting to see what Steve Kerr does between Jason Tatum and Joel Embiid. And the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes is back. This is your chance to win free groceries for a year, plus other incredible Boston sports and concert prize experiences. To enter, check your receipt for entry codes when you spend $50 or more. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Wait a minute. How about that job by Courtney on trending?
A really? Plus.
Wow.
And the outfit choice today, what are we going with?
This is a Hill House little number. When I first arrived, Ken had us on literal stools, and I said, well, that will be an upskirt for all the Twitchers. Oh, so then I asked politely if we could put ourselves in lower ones. So,
And then Ken put on a skirt, which I thought was weird.
I also had a sweater on this morning from Nantucket that you would love, Little Act Book, and it has the buttons are made out of shells.
But
a little too warm for that this morning.
All right, Act Book.
But this was the outfit.
Well, you came prepared, and we could not have asked for a better Flex Friday forecast-wise.
I agree, and if something happens to the boat, Courtney's going to go out with one of her best trends, so I think that's good. It's 73 degrees right now, and it is going to be 90 today. Sunday's going to be kind of so weekend-wise, tomorrow is the pick, Greg.
All right, a Flex Friday from the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River, and we will be right back.